Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord God in the beginning planted a garden in the east, a home for Adam and his progeny, a place of peace, of refreshment, of rest, of joy, and of life. Behold the mystery, dear Christian. For St. John the Evangelist writes that your Lord's tomb was in the midst of a garden. He is the true gardener who plants a new Eden, a new place of refreshment, a new place of life. For today the Lord Jesus rose from death, never to set again, never to suffer, never to die. He lives, alleluia, it is finished, thanks be to God. Sin is paid for. The curse is broken, Satan is crushed, man is saved, and God is vindicated. Now life begins. It would not be enough for our Lord God simply to save us if there was no eternal life, if death still had some hold over us. But Jesus lives. Today, death has lost its sting. Buried in the earth, he sanctified the earth on the third day that it might be a place of peace, refreshment, joy, and of life. For in that garden, the Son of Righteousness sprang up before the nations. Life lives and death has died. Desolation has given way to fortification. Parched ground is now bubbling springs. Soaring redwoods and mighty sequoias bow down before this new tree of life planted in the midst of it. The lilies cannot compare to its beauty. The sunlit hills sing for joy. And the birds echo their glorious song, for the Lord God, their Creator and our Redeemer, has broken the curse that hung over this earth. The sin that dragged us down to hell, to death, to a grave, is broken. Forgiveness is won, and now he lives to pour out this forgiveness on you. This is why he paid for your sins, so that you might live in joy and beauty and in union with God now and forever. This is why he anguished for 6 hours on the cross. So great were your sins, so great had to be the payment of sin. If you only were a little sinner, Jesus would only had to have suffered for a little bit. But you see the seriousness of your sin. Even as you see the love of your God. The payment has been made, and Jesus lives. Forgiveness is won, leading to life and salvation, joy and peace, beauty and serenity, not for those who pass by uncaring about what is going on, but for you who believe. Today is your victory. Today, this new garden, this new Eden, is your home. Your life, and your resurrection. The wolf dwells with the lamb, the leopard lies down with the young goat, the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and the little child leads them, Scripture says. For this is for those, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. This garden is not for the mighty and the strong. It is not for those who are the movers and shakers in the world, the can-do and the go-getters. It is for those with childlike faith who simply receive what our Lord gives. Not a care in the world, not a worry in the heart, because Jesus lives. And that is really all that matters. He has planted a new garden in the east for us, a place of victory, a place of refreshment, a place of joy, a place of peace, and above all, a place of life everlasting. As in that first garden, a great river flowed out and from there split into four rivers. So a new river now flows. Our sin had dried up that first river and had turned this world into a place of chaos, hostility, death, decay, and destruction. You need only to look at the news to see what we have done to this world and how we treat our fellow man. That is what our sin has brought. But a Roman spear has opened up a new source. Blood and water surge from his holy side to fill the four corners of the earth. Go and baptize every nation, he spoke. This baptismal flood is life for all. For Jesus hung in the place of all, died for all, and rose on the third day for all. Now he desires that this baptismal flood would pour forth to every nation under heaven, so that men, women, children, infants might be washed and cleansed from every sin. One paradise, one garden, one Savior, one source of life flowing from his side, one mediator, one Lord, one Redeemer, one faith, one baptism, one God who has redeemed us. His side was opened and we are now cleansed. His tomb is opened and we have life eternal. His grave is opened and so is ours. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised with Christ through the same. We have union with Christ right now, not simply in a life that is to come. Here in this baptismal flood, your dry, dusty corpse was moistened with forgiveness. Here your decaying flesh was enlivened by Christ's resurrection. Here your weary heart is lifted up to heaven's heights, and your exhausted soul is renewed. You've seen the news. You've lived life in this world long enough to know what it is like. And yet here in baptism is the renewal of nations, not simply a past event, but a present reality. This is your place of renewal. This is your place to which you can always go for peace and comfort and rest. If Christ had not been raised, then this baptismal flood cannot save. But Christ is risen. His place is empty. And water gushes forth from him, not as a mighty torrential destructive flood, but as a river of life. Clear as glass, still as crystal. Destruction has passed, for Easter has come. Decay and death have passed, for Easter has come. Chaos and uncertainty have passed, for Easter has come. Loneliness and fear have passed, for Easter has come. Quarreling and strife and wars and anger and sin have passed, for Easter has come. This is the reality in which we live. Not what goes on out there, but with what Christ has done for us men and for our salvation. Jesus lives and you are baptized into a new life. You have died to the old that you might live anew, calm, serene, peaceful, a beautiful garden with a river of life flowing for regeneration. On either side of that river, a tree of life, bearing fruit for the healing of nations. You eat not a dead fruit, but you eat living fruit, for Christ is not dead, but he lives. Christ lives to be your meat and your drink. He lives to be your sustenance and joy. He lives to be your hope and your heart's desire. He lives so that you might have life with him forever. As your every sin was washed away in this baptismal flood, so now all your sins are once again forgiven by this wondrous feast. How great is the love that God has for you. He doesn't forgive you just in one way, but in manifold ways. He speaks his forgiveness to you. He washes his forgiveness over you, and he places his forgiveness on your tongue in his son's body. The same forgiveness, given in many ways so that you might have the comfort that God is your God, Jesus is your Redeemer, and heaven is your home. Cana could not imagine this new wine that you are privileged to sip, as it delights your every sense and heightens your joy. Death is not put inside of you, but life is, resurrection is. Eternal joy dwells within. I know you see none of this. I know it seems like nothing more than a distant future. But this is what Easter has given to you today. and soon you will enter through Eden's gates and dwell in that heavenly paradise with your Lord and Savior forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.